This is a Fox News alert. Ian, still a hurricane, still battering Florida. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Moving northeast across the state since yesterday's landfall is one of the strongest storms in U.S. history. The effects of the storm are now being felt in central and northeast Florida.
Heavy rainfall, still storm surge because we've got those counterclockwise winds pushing the Atlantic side storm surge in towards North Florida and then into Georgia and South Carolina, where we're anticipating another landfall in the next 12 to 24 hours.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean says there's a chance the storm could re-strengthen when it reaches the Atlantic Ocean. Precautionary states of emergency have been declared in Georgia, the Carolinas, and in Virginia. President Biden plans to meet with the Federal Emergency Management Agency this morning to discuss the federal disaster response to the storm, pledging yesterday,
the federal government's going to be there to help you recover. We'll be there to help you clean up and rebuild, to help you get Florida get moving again. And we'll be there at every step of the way. That's my absolute commitment to the people of the state of Florida.
Conditions improving along Florida's Gulf Coast, but the first reports of damage along the barrier islands are reaching some of the evacuees.
Many of the people staying in our hotel learned that they don't have a home to return to. We apparently have some evacuees from the beach areas, some of these outward islands here, Fort Myers Beach included in this, and they've already gotten word that their homes are destroyed.
Fox Weather's Will Nunley in Fort Myers says first light in about an hour or so will likely reveal scenes of devastation. The Commerce Department is scheduled to release its final gross domestic product report for the second quarter this morning to show whether the U.S. economy is or isn't in a recession. Gains on Wall Street yesterday, the Dow up 548 points, NASDAQ up 222, but early morning Dow futures are trading more than 300 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
President Biden warning gas companies not to price gouge in the aftermath of Hurricane Ian.
As the Category 4 storm was making landfall, President Biden warned oil and gas industry executives,
do not, let me repeat, do not use this as an excuse to raise gasoline prices or gouge the American people.
The president says only about 2% of daily U.S. production has been impacted by the hurricane and says there's no reason for a sharp increase in gas prices.
America's watching. The industry should do the right thing.
In a statement, the American Petroleum Institute says gasoline prices are determined by market forces, not individual companies. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
AAA says the national average price for a gallon of gas up almost 2 cents again today, now just over $3.78. Vice President Harris ending her four-day trip to Asia with a stop at the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea. Amid fears, the North may be planning to conduct another nuclear test. In Major League Baseball, an historic home run last night by the Yankees' Aaron Judge.
Judge had been stuck on 60 homers for over a week, but he made history in Toronto.
And the 3-2. Throw deep to left field. This could be it. See ya. He's done it. Number 61. He's been chasing history, and now he makes it. He and Roger Maris are tied with 61 home runs. Season in American League history.
That's how it sounded on Yes Network. The homer coming off of Blue Jays reliever Tim Mesa. The Yankees won the game 8-3. New York will have Thursday off before returning home for a weekend series against the Orioles starting Friday, giving Judge a chance to set the record in Yankee Stadium. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.